following the evidence wherever it leads. Recent scientific discoveries make the case for a designer God all the more compelling. The evidence for design runs so deeply throughout the universe, from physics to cosmology to DNA and biochemistry, that Professor Antony Flew, the 20th century's most influential atheist thinker, renounced his atheism. Flew, a leading proponent of atheism for over 50 years, declared that the existence of a creator is required to explain the universe and complex life in it. He recounted his conversion in a book entitled, There Is a God: How the World's Most Notorious Atheist Changed His Mind. Follow the evidence wherever it leads was his lifelong motto. By doing this, based on reasoned analysis of the latest scientific findings, he came to the following conclusion. I now believe that the universe was brought into existence by an infinite intelligence. I believe that this universe's intricate laws manifest what scientists have called the mind of God. I believe that life and reproduction originate in a divine source. Why do I believe this, given that I expounded and defended atheism for more than half a century? The short answer is this. This is the world picture, as I see it, that has emerged from modern science. Science spotlights three dimensions of nature that point to God. The first is the fact that nature obeys laws. The second is the dimension of life, of intelligently organized and purpose-driven beings, which arose from matter, non-life. The third is the very existence of nature. These three main arguments, namely, that nature obeys laws, that intelligent life has emerged from nothing, and that the universe is finely tuned to support life, compelled Flew to admit the need for an intelligent creator. Biologists' investigation of DNA has shown, by the most unbelievable complexity of the arrangements which are needed to produce life, that intelligence must have been involved. Antony Flew. With every passing year, the more that was discovered about the richness and inherent intelligence of life, the less it seemed likely that a chemical soup could magically generate the genetic code. Antony Flew. I have been persuaded that it is simply out of the question that the first living matter evolved out of dead matter and then developed into an extraordinarily complicated creature. Antony Flew.